back of the road. Honey, why was Oakey going to California? God dried the land up and turned it into sand. The cattle all died on their feet. That's Brother Britton back there. He's from Arkansas. Now, he was in California, wasn't he? California's filled with Arkies and Okies, ain't they? They left there in the Depression. Why, Brother Branham, that's who he preached to all the time, was all Arkies and Okies in California in his meetings. And they tried to block the borders to keep them from coming in. Brother, they come on everything that moves. Pots and pans are hanging on. There's a little bread down there. You can keep them after bread. Keep them away from bread. The land dried up. Farmers collapsed. Big farms buying for any amount of money. Just nothing but sand dunes and hot wind blowing through them. Same thing today. Same thing today, right before the Depression again. Before she drops again, the same thing coming again.
Amen.
Texas drying up all down through there. Farmers, cattle, horses dying. Just got plagues down there dying. Good pedigree horses dying by the thousands. This is out of control. Down in Cuba, another disease has struck pigs, and they can't stop it. All the hogs is dying in Cuba. What is it? She's rolling right around again. Brother Brian said that last depression wouldn't even be a smell to this one. Now, friend, before, in the last depression, George Braley back there went weeks without one bite of food in his stomach. Weeks. Is that right? And they walked miles and miles to Long Island Sound. Walked miles to get there with a hook and dig to try to find a worm to put on a hook and no fishing pole and put the worm down to try to just get a fish to eat. And farmers, those that had a piece of land to grow food, brother, they was blessed. But you know that they didn't steal nothing? Though that there was nothing in the house to eat for weeks, children, nothing to eat, mom and daddy, nothing to eat. Go weeks and weeks with no food to eat, yet they did not steal a thing.
Lord, you took God. Lord, you took God. I thank you.
What do you think would happen to people now
that
would run over you on the road and leave you for dead? See you murdered right in the street and walk right on by and never give a helping hand? How would you like to fall in the hand of these guys with this long hair? Just look like a devil himself. Right back on that motorcycle going up the road and that long hair. In fact, don't look like a devil. I don't know what it is.
Right.
How would you like to fall in the hands of them people that found out that you had some food in your house? Can you imagine what it's going to be like? Don't you realize that people's turning, they don't have no natural affection anymore? Teenagers don't have no, not all of them. But I say, they're losing their natural affection. It's almost like they'll spit right in their mother's bum face, and dad says anything, they'll bust them right in the mouth.
Amen.
You know I'm telling the truth. What is it? The Bible said that this last generation of teenagers would lose their natural affection to their parents. Be unthankful, unholy, without natural affection to their parents. I didn't say it. God's Word said it.
Amen.
And another, God's going to break the staff of bread and call for another depression like that. He's drying up the granaries. He's drying up the land. Plagues is reaping the cattle industry. I read the statistics of those farmers out there in California where many of them go broke because of the they got the cows bred up to a certain place, and then 10% of them that have malfunctions in their birth, and they die and they go broke because they got down such a fine principle, make so much money, you know. Everything's so high bred up. And what did the Lord show me in that dream? Showed me that the land was burnt out, wore out. And now the chemicals has got in the water and the fish is all dying, and on the East Coast and Florida and all over, fish is dying. The ocean is just so dirty and polluted now. Everything's dead.
Amen.
And people got no natural affection no more. They'll kill you just in a minute. Well, I used to in my hometown, if a murder happened in New York, well, they come at midnight, murder. Well, they don't pay no attention to murder now. You can right here, a person lay dead in the street, they wouldn't pay much attention to it. Right in New York City, they get shot and they don't put it in the paper. You go down through the Bowery there and you can see robberies. I went right down and see them come right out. Slashing and knives and blood and robberies, and just go down and see anything you want to, just like a movie. Murdy right there, nobody say nothing. Just get out of there, so you don't have to be a witness. People screaming, getting beat up and slaughtered, and nobody say nothing. That right, Kevin?
Hear me.
Now, honey, what do you think's going to happen when?
Yes.
When they can't get welfare no more.
Amen.
What do you think them colored folks is going to do when they take away that money's buying that Cadillac and that gin?
Amen.
Friend, let me tell you something. I'm from the South. You ain't never seen nothing. You ain't never seen anything as bad as a sinner Negro.
Amen.
You don't know God. You talking about a beast, brother. That's a beast.
Amen.
And you take this welfare away from those guys and all these other whites that go along with it, take them Cadillacs away and that gin away. Why wouldn't even cut the welfare a little bit in New York State? They're broke right now. And what the next thing they do, they was a killing, shooting, and banging. Wasn't just in a few hours about to tear New York City all pieces. And they can't pay that welfare no more. Everybody can't be on a pension with a gin bottle and a Cadillac sitting out front. What is this total insanity?
Amen.
But you think the people's got enough character now to pass by your house, smell that chicken frying in there, and they go food? Do you really believe they're going to let you eat that chicken?
No.
People, brother and sister, when this nation goes bankrupt, you're going to find out that they're going to turn into natural-born brute beasts.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You say, give me scripture for it. Let me tell you something. The Bible said, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And what did they do? They was crowds.
Yes. That's right.
Yes. Now, I just got to tell the truth.
Amen.
They had hippies back in the days of Lot.
Amen.
The same spirit that's motivating the younger generation out, not only young, well, my goodness, a married man 35, 40 years old. Go down through that terrible looking motorcycle and hair hanging down. Then the woman got her hair cut off, and he's got his, don't even wash his hair.
Amen.
All matted up, and get off that motorcycle, and beard nasty and dirty, and never change her underwear, and just foul body odors. And the more you stink, the greater you are. My God, that ain't even. Anybody that's got any decency at all, it's not even good sense set to somebody not even take a bath and just smell. That's like the world comes up before God, old foul body.
Yeah,
amen. That's why God looks down on the hole in his nose. Just makes him sick to his stomach. I said that one time after God appeared to me supernaturally, and a man laughing right in my face. God ain't got no stomach. And I realized what I said. I said, God will have a last laugh. Or something just come on with something terrible. I didn't realize it. Was years ago. What do you think now? If his wrath is waxing that hot, y'all read about that, went in tracks and went all over the world. He appeared to me in Sarasota, Florida.
Right.
Spoke to me the same words that he spoke to Noah.
Amen.
Little old country boy come supernatural to me, spoke to the awfulest voice that you ever heard, the same words he spoke to Noah. Oh, I had a little old baby in the Lord. I couldn't realize it all. It just scared me to death. Told me then, said, the vileness and the wickedness. If I lived 1,000 years, I'd never forget that. And it sounded like when God spoke, like he was vomiting. Like I did on that boat yesterday, how would you like to vomit and talk at the same time? That's the way God's talking to me. And I tell you, this. Two ministers stand there and just paralyzed them. They like to have passed out with scare and fright. And they got over it from this day. And there just stood, and God began to speak. And boy, it's just awful. And sound like it, he was vomiting when he was talking. And the voice of God said, the vileness. I can't imitate it, but it's just terrible. It said, the vileness. Real slow. And straining. Voice like he was just coming up out of his insides. And the wickedness of man has come up before me as stink in my nostrils. until I can stay my hand no longer, I'm going to pour out my wrath upon them. Now, mind you, that was in 1963, before God's major prophet, William Branham, ever preached his highlight message of Tolkien. How many know that tape well? Yes. Was it all on the wrath of God? Didn't he say the wrath of God would belch across the nation? Amen. And on the people that didn't have the seal of God?
Amen.
Read that experience I had in Sarasota, Florida. The same words Jesus Christ told me there in Sarasota, Florida. Jehovah God spoke to me there.
Amen.
If you could go back by vision and see in the days of Lot, what you see running up and down the street here today, this last generation, is exactly like it was in the days of Lot.
Amen.
And a bunch of them guys, there's no more just sexual pleasure. It's gone far beyond that. Man working with man and woman with woman and dope in the highest form. That's petty things now. What have they done? They turn it over into natural born brute beasts. And what did they do? They come down there, that man that had a little bit of God Lot, and come down there knocking on the door.
Yes. Right.
Said, let's bring them guys out here. We want to have a little fun with them. Gang of them, roving in gangs, aren't they doing it today?
Yeah.
Bring them out. Friend, things bad now? If the Lord tarries another 6 months, it'll be worse. 6 months, tomorrow get worse, the next day it's going to get continually worse all down the picture.
Amen!
All down the road, picture's going to get worse and worse and worse. And the Bible said, as it was in that day, when they was roaming in gangs, acting like the way they was, eating and drinking and carrying on, no character, no morals, all of that that you see taking place, was exactly the same way it was in the days of Lot when God burned up Sodom and Gomorrah. Honey, if you don't believe the fire come down out of heaven and burn Sodom and Gomorrah, just go over to Palestine and go down there and see for yourself. Why do you think the Dead Sea is full of so many chemicals?
Amen.
The Bible said, let it be known that the Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around about was an example for the cities of today of their wickedness. And the wrath of God that fell upon him, let it be an example for the cities today. Let's bow our heads. Our sister comes. Now, real reverently and sincerely, wherever once got soul, every one of us got a soul and spirit. You got a body there that's made out of a few chemicals and put together by God. But you got skin worms out there that's ready to eat you up.
Yeah.
Your body's worth about 50 cents in chemicals.
Yeah.
But you got a soul in there that's worth more than all the world's put together. And God died for every one of us. While our sisters play softly. Now real reverently, humbly before the Lord, let's just pray to the Lord now, all sincerely of our heart. Now you know, you may not like what is said. It wasn't pleasant, wasn't easy for the ear. You know, Mama used to give us casserole when we was little. It never did taste good, it was terrible. But it got the results. We don't want to be just pessimistic. Just paint the bad side of the picture, but it's bad today. And no man of God could stand and tell the people that go on living, everything's all right, the Lord loves you. Dearly beloved brother and sister, sinner friend this morning. While you still got a sane mind, it's time to make a decision for Jesus Christ. Why go ahead and perish with the world? All that is of the world and loves the world shall perish with the world, the Lord said. Love the Lord God with all your heart and all your soul and all your might. You live for eternity. You love the world and the things of the world. The wages of sin is death. Now, with every head bowed and every eye closed, no one looking around. Is there a sinner here this morning say, Now, I ain't gonna call you a front or nothing. Nobody ever seen me ever beg nobody except Jesus Christ. But let me say this. Let the preacher say this. Preacher, I know you're telling the truth. I know you're telling the truth. I see. I got enough knowledge to see that it's all over and the end of the world's here. And I want you to preach here to pray for me. God, help me. Help me to make a decision. Lay aside the things of the world. And I just want you to pray for me. God, help me. You want to lift your hand. You want me to just pray for you. Say a prayer for you. Is there one? God bless him, little fellas in the back there. Is the one want me to just pray for it? Remember, every knee's going to bow. God bless you, mother. Every knee's going to bow sooner or later. But you see, when all that begins to happen, it's too late then, see. You'll cry and you'll say, God, I'm sorry. It'll be too late then, though. See, now's the day of salvation. You got a chance. But when the pressure gets on, it all begins to happen. It's too late then. So you got to make a decision now. Is there one want me to pray for you before we close? Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so thankful for the people that's sitting here today that's made a decision for Christ. That sees, Lord, that the world is sinking sand. It's all over. Lord, and this old waters has been sand dry. Lord, the net's been pulled across the land many, many times. And we're reminded, Lord, of the fearful words of that great angel of the Lord that stood beside of Brother Branham. We tried to plead with a young couple in the streets of Jeffersonville, Indiana. And the angel of the Lord walked up and says, Brother Branham, leave those people alone. They're atomic fodder. God. Lord, it just aches her heart to see the hardness of people's heart today. Driving themselves to hell just as hard as they can go. And what for, Lord? What pleasure do they get out of it? Lord, there is no peace, no love, and no joy outside of Thee, Father. God, we just pray that You'd have mercy upon each one of us here. God bless those in our midst, Lord, that don't know You. We pray, God, that You'd be merciful somehow, Lord. Bring them to the knowledge of the saving grace of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank You for Your promise of restoration, for the great super church is ready to come forth, Your great supernatural bride. How we pray, Lord, as we keep the word of Your patience. We see the open door calling us in. We just pray, Father, that You may bring it to an end soon, Lord. Don't let the world go on any longer, Lord. Bring it to an end quickly, Lord. There'll be no flesh saved alive. Father, man is destroying themselves. Now we just pray, God, that You'd be merciful and bring it to an end. Now, Father God, bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand and sing hymn. What is it? 163. That's right, we don't need you every day, but every hour. I need thee. I
with you.